Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
As we get set to start the second quarter here, a couple of scores of other playoff games. The one that will certainly impact both these teams, Middletown South leads Neptune 3-0 after the first quarter. It is 7-0 Mattawan over Ocean, that in the first quarter on a George Pearson touchdown pass. Central and Allentown scoreless, Matt. Central is driven both times deep into Allentown territory, only to turn the ball over on downs.
Got to come away with points, and yep. Turnover is certainly a big problem. We've seen it here tonight in this one already as we'll start the second quarter with a snap of the football. 4th and 3 for Jackson. They've got the football at the brick 22-yard line. They've got to get on the other side of the 20. Play action for DeMeo. Looking to threaten the corner. Little play action, and DeMeo will easily get the first down, stepping down inside the 20, around the 18-yard line, a 5-yard pickup. That's enough to move the chains.
Boy, that's what happens when you run the ball successfully inside. The entire brick defense bit on the fake, and it was DeMeo rolling around, and he had plenty of room, got the 5, just needed enough for the first down, and then just jotted out of bounds untouched. Big fourth down conversion for Jackson as they continue their dominance.
Keep the offense on. DeMeo, who goes to the sideline to grab the play in between. Jackson, a team that will huddle in between. Johnson will split himself out to the right side of the formation. Castanova coming near sideline left. Ball on the right hash mark now. An offset eye look. Collins bumping into DeMeo. Golic will get it. The play stays alive, and he weaves his way down to the 15-yard line. That's enough for about a 3.5-yard pickup. Second down and long coming up. Tackle made by Keith and Garrity.
Right now I give the edge up front to Jackson, but not by a whole big margin. I mean, obviously Jackson's taking advantage of the breaks here, but not as bad as the RBC domination, but winning the battle up front so far, the Jags.
Second down here, let's call it a long 7. DeMeo under center. Out of the eye, Golic, the deep man in the formation. DeMeo wanting to throw here again. Out pattern thrown to the right. It was, Castanova, I believe, caught. Yep, by Castanova. And that will be a first down. The move the chains down inside the 10, so it'll be first and goal to the 7-yard line.
DeMeo effective with the play fakes. And again, it's all set up by the ability to run the ball. That time, simple play fake. Castanova went about 8 or 9 yards downfield, just turned around, and he hit him with a pass.
I formation again. Golic will get it. Golic will walk into the end zone for a 3rd. Jackson score. Jaguars right now are blowing out brick on their home field. Mike Golic has scored for the 2nd time tonight. This one from 7 yards out.
Plain old isolation off the right side. Just power blast off the right tackle, and Brody Graham and the rest of the offensive line just doing the job up front.
Calhoun on for the extra point to make it 21-0. Flag coming out here, thrown by the far side linesman. It's offside against Brick.
Yeah, I think they had a couple of guys lined up, Matt. Brick's got to just keep their cool here. I mean, there's a lot of football to be played in this one, and they are certainly a good enough team to come back from this, but they're going to need something good to happen on this next possession.
Jackson resetting just to step in for Calhoun.
Yeah, they did take the penalty, and a lot of times teams will refuse the penalty to make it a normal extra point. Yeah, they moved it back to the 3 now. I guess they did refuse the penalty.
So Johnson and Calhoun respot the mark. And Calhoun will try and make it 21-0 here. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It's drifting off to the right, but good. Jackson 21, Brick nothing.
Another late flag, guys. Three, four flag, five flag. Wow.
That was all after the extra point was good, so why don't we keep it here just to make sure we've got this organized. There is some talking going on right now between the referee and predominantly the Brick sideline. Ray Fattoruso is in there. Jake Layton was in there. And now Rob Dahl, the head coach, will come out and talk with Fattoruso on his way back. Referees will huddle here.
Every referee threw their flag, all six of them that time.
Well, the one referee is writing something down. Let's see how they sort this one out. I did see one of the referees walk one of the Brick players off to the sidelines. Personal foul against Brick.
Yeah, personal foul against the defense, and they'll mark it off on the kickoff.
Okay. Well, Brick is, you know what? Honestly, Brick has lost their cool.
Yep.
They have not played with poise. I mean, this is so untypical of what we've seen from this team going back to last year. It's just not clicking. And Green Dragons got to make a decision to either fight their way back in this one. Otherwise, the number's just going to keep going up.
21-0 is where it sits right now. 10:43 to go in the opening half. We're early on in the second quarter here as the...
We did get the call on the referee, Matt. It was on number 33, Green. That would be Ray Fattoruso. Post foul, after the point was kicked. So that's why the referee did write it down. So it's another one like that, and he would be ejected.
Jackson might contemplate an onside kick here. They'll kick it from the Brick 45.
If you're ever going to do it, it's a good spot to give it a go.
This is the time to do it, absolutely.
And Brick not really pushing anybody up that much further. Let's see what Jackson does. They'll kick it again from the Brick 45-yard line.
The other thought is just kick it through the end zone and let them start from the 20. They have all the momentum right now, the Jags.
Jackson will send their guys to either way. Five on the left, five to the right of Calhoun, who certainly has the leg to put this into the end zone. High end-over-end kick. That's exactly where it's going. Taylor will field it, but won't matter. It'll come out for a touchback. We're at the 10:43 mark here. Quarter number two. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, broadcasting live from Brick Township High School, the home of the Green Dragons, on our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week here on the Shore Sports Network. Busy weekend here on the Shore Sports Network. We've got a doubleheader for Monmouth University tomorrow. Football at noon. Pre-game show just prior to that. Basketball, 7:30. And then Sunday afternoon, a 4:30 game for the Hawks.
St. Joe Metuchen, 14. Red Bank Catholic, 7 after one quarter. Non-public, group 3. Big one there.
First down and 10 now for the Green Dragons. Fattoruso will go back to that wildcat look. He will keep it up the middle. He's got some space, spins forward, gets out over the 30, tripped up around the 34-yard line. Gain of 14 for a first down. And obviously important here for Brick. Can't get all 21 back in one possession, but they've got to get something positive here out of this drive.
Without a doubt. They need positive energy injected back in from this drive. Even if they don't score, they just have to move the ball 40, 50 yards on this drive.
Fattoruso staying again in the wildcat. This time he'll work the middle part of the field and will get stopped just shy of the 40-yard line, right around the 38. Gain there of about 3.5.
I find this very interesting, Kevin. I'd like your comment on this. Fattoruso, more carries right now than Sclafani. What do you think?
I think they're just looking for a different look here. They really came out when they ran that first series of downs, and except for Carmen making a play, got very little positive yardage, but let's see how long they stick with it.
Yeah.
Second down and 7. Sclafani wants to throw. Quick out pattern. Caught by Johnson. Stays on his feet. Stays on the near side. And gets some good extra yards after contact. Was hit around midfield. Gets into Jackson territory. Knocked out finally at the Jaguar 45-yard line.
By the way, Cherokee has scored again. They lead Toms River North 13-0 as they start the second quarter in South Jersey. It was Johnson's 12th reception of the season.
Brick now into Jackson territory. Sclafani looks the defense over. Has two receivers out to the right. Taylor will motion across. Fake to him on the jet sweep to give to Fattoruso off the left side. Handled by Graham. After a one-yard pickup, just over the 45-yard line. Second down and nine coming up with 9 minutes remaining here in this first half. It's Jackson 21 and Brick nothing.
Well, as you guys said, I think the key is you can't get all 21 back. You just got to take baby steps here, try and fight your way back into the game.
Fattoruso and Sclafani in the backfield. The senior quarterback will get it here. Sclafani looking to dance his way off on the right side. Good job of Jackson to stretch the play out. Collins and Greenway among the tacklers, along with Austin Ostrander. And a gain of about two. It'll be third down and a long six coming up.
Cole Collins is a player who sometimes gets lost on this defense. He is a very solid inside linebacker. 6'2", 225-pound senior. Came into tonight with 91 tackles among the leaders.
Just Mike Golick has more tackles on the team, but Golick from the safety spot, pretty active. I would agree. Collins kind of an unsung guy both sides of the football. He's a good lead blocker offensively as well. Taylor will motion here, set up a receiver either side on third down and long. Sclafani wants to throw, flares it to the outside. Taylor catches it, makes one man miss, and let's see where they knock him down. It'll be shy of the 35-yard line, so shy of a first down. Golick there to make the tackle. Let's call this fourth and one, and this is go-for-it territory for Brick.
No question about it.
Yeah, that made the decision a little bit easier. If it had been fourth and five, we would have... He's in the panic mode already.
Wildcat formation.
Yeah, you know Fattoruso's going somewhere off tackle on this one.
Fattoruso has Joe Sclafani to lead the way. Taylor will motion. Fattoruso will get it. Stretching it out. In trouble and dropped.
Wow.
Fourth down, nothing doing. Castronova, Davis among those with Tetro to make the stop for Jackson. And Brick will turn it over on downs.
I think he made his mistake by trying to break that outside, Kev, right?
Yeah, and it looked like he went outside right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Now, you know, in fairness to him, when he got the handoff, he might have seen the inside was closed off. But, you know, those plays usually don't work well when you go outside. Everything's designed for inside action, and Brick's best drive of the night ends on downs.
With no points on the board. 7-11 to go after that fourth down. Six-man front for Brick. The give this time off on the right side is for Lee, who will get forward for about 3.5. Tripped up at the 43-yard line. Fattoruso there to make the tackle. Second down and just about six coming up. We're inside of 7 minutes to play.
Well, Jackson's had the ball three times. A couple of short fields. They've scored three times. Perfect on the night.
Curette. Receiver off to the right. Johnson comes to the left side of the formation. Two back set. Deep eye back this time as DeMeo will come up under center. Fumble, and this one's still on the ground. DeMeo and Golick didn't come together in a good exchange.
Yeah, I think the white team got it back, Jackson.
Brick had the first crack at
yes,
it for sure.
Fattoruso had the first crack, but... squirted out of his hands, and I think the big tackle, number 75.
It's Tyler Rauch, the left guard.
That's who got it.
Excuse me, the guard. Yeah, picked it up.
I guess when things are going your way, that's
how
it goes.
That's it.
You fumble the ball, but you get it back.
They fumble, you recover.
That's right. That was a big play. That could have been a really big turning point for Brick.
No gain, no loss on it. So third and six, third and a long six here. Castronova and Johnson, slot receiver combo off to the left side. Play action for DeMeo. Under pressure, steps up in the pocket. Not going to be able to get anywhere except to step over the line of scrimmage. The Brick defense that time holding well. Finelli and Fattoruso among those on the stop, and it'll bring up a fourth down, and Jackson will have to punt the football away with 5:35 to go in the opening half.
Jackson's first punt of the night, second overall in this game. Of course, the first one by Brick.
Yeah.
Created the penalty, which turned the whole football game around, at least this first half.
End of the first quarter, Ocean and Matawan are tied at 7.
Jasir Taylor will go back deep for Brick to receive the Jared Calhoun punt.
21-0 Jackson leads. Let's see if Brick brings pressure. They will. Calhoun running it off on the right side, rugby-style kick. A little dangerous. It'll bounce at the 32-yard line, roll down inside the 25, down to the 24. And Brick will have time here, plenty of time, to see if they can put together a drive to get themselves back on the scoreboard. They trail 21-0, 4:59 to go in the opening half.
So is that rugby-style kick designed to get away from pressure or give him the option, maybe if it's open, to take off and try and get a first down?
Now, I thought that time he was thinking about maybe running for it because, you know, rugby-style, you take a couple of steps and let it go. He held on to it for a good couple of seconds there. And Brick bringing their offense back on. Had a good drive last time around, but couldn't get it on fourth down. Referees here will stop for a second. Looks like there might be an equipment issue. Kyle Johnson will get himself put back together. Matched up right now, man-on-man with Jacquez Johnson. Taylor as the far side wide receiver. Fattoruso and Sclafani, the two-back set. On first and 10 from their own 24-yard line. Sclafani wants to throw. Jump pass up over the top. Looking for Bingelis, who was matched up with Castronova. And a flag will come on Matt Castronova for apparent pass interference.
Well, it was a pretty nice call by the Dragons on the first down. You know, try to fool the Jaguars. And Castronova, probably more speed than Bingelis, but he did grab onto him, and that'll cost him 15.
So they'll march it to the Brick 39-yard line, first down and 10. 4:53 left in the second quarter. If you're just joining us, it's all been Jackson. Jaguars lead Brick 21-0.
Ball spotted here at the Brick 39-yard line on first and 10. Jackson again crowding the line of scrimmage. Sclafani gets it, lets it go again, this time off on the far side. Wanting Taylor, broken up by DeMeo, who's got an interception already tonight and had a crack at a second. It'll be second and 10.
So I'll ask, is Brick in a little bit of a panic mode here, trying to hit a big home run instead of their bread-and-butter running game?
Well, I would say yes.
Okay.
To make it simple, I would say yes. By the way they're throwing, they've had the quick little hitch passes to, you know, on the outside that have worked all night. You know, I mean, as much as they've thrown it, they haven't had the ball that much. But, yeah, downtown, I think panic mood.
Two receivers sent off to the right for Sclafani. He'll keep it on the ground this time off the left and stacked up on the line of scrimmage for no gain. Third down and 10. I'll throw this into the pot a little bit. The running game hasn't been overly successful because they're running against a pretty good defense as well. So maybe feeling like they're going to be forced to throw.
Right.
Tetro to lead the way defensively on that stop.
Yeah, the only really successful run was that scramble that Sclafani broke away, but then was brought back 15 by the personal foul call.
Shotgun look here for Sclafani. Has Fattoruso off to his right. Going to roll a little bit to the right side. Set up screen back to the left. Caught by Bingelis, the tight end, and that one taken down quickly. Nice defensive play off on the far side. Jackson read it perfectly, and it will set up a fourth down and long.
Play was a little slow to develop, but as you said, Jackson had that one snuffed pretty good.
And again, it was Joe DeMeo who so far tonight has been the MVP for the Jaguars.
Remember, this
on
is
both sides.
This is a Brick offense averaging nearly 39 points per game, and they have been held in check. 3.5 minutes left in the first half and yet to get on the board.
Green Dragons on fourth down and 9 with 3.5 to go. Line up in a bit of a spread-type look here for their punt team. Hitting it off his right foot, Joe Phillips, angles it to his left. It will trickle out of bounds between the 30 and the 25-yard line. They'll spot it around the 29, where it'll be first and 10 for Jackson. 3:16 to go here in the second quarter, 21-0. Jaguars leading this football game. The winner gets a spot in the section finals, likely 2 weeks on Saturday from tomorrow. Neither one of these teams will play next week over the Thanksgiving holiday, so the loser will have their season come to a close.
Tom Zimmer North on the board. 4:53 left in the second quarter. Mike Husney to Jordan Craig, an 8-yard touchdown. It's Cherokee 13, the Mariners 7.
Tom Zimmer North pulled that big upset a week ago over number 1 Lenape, 19-10. And playing the Cherokee team, which eliminated Breck Memorial last week. On first and 10, Jackson offense back on. DeMeo had a problem with the snap. He was able to elude one tackle. Keefe still lose yardage, however. Knocked down to the 25-yard line for a loss of 4. It'll be second down and 14. The trick here for Jackson, and they'd be just as happy to let this clock run out and go to halftime leading 21-0.
Allentown is on the board, Matt. They drove 92 yards late in the second quarter and punched it in. They lead Central 7-0.
Second down here in 14 from their own 25-yard line. This is Golic off on the right side. Tackled just over the line of scrimmage. And a flag coming out. This, I think, is going to be a personal foul against Brick.
Well, if ever a team needed to get into a locker room at halftime, it's the Green Dragons, where Coach Rob Dahl has to read them the riot act.
And it is a personal foul. Dead ball against the Green Dragons. Ball will be spotted at the 41-yard line. That is a first down.
I think that's three of them. Three 15-yarders.
And now Jackson with that penalty. I said they'd be happy to go into the locker room. I don't think they have to rush, but they could certainly look for a play here or there to spring something and get some extra points on the board. All Jackson on the scoreboard right now, 21-0. We work down towards 2 minutes remaining in this second quarter. On first and 10 from their own 41, out of the eye, it'll be Golic up the middle. Golic at the 46, tackled awkwardly by Dan Finelli, who will make the stop.
Yeah, that was
solid gain of about 5.5.
That was an ugly-looking play where Golic kind of got off balance, and then Finelli from behind. One of those that you kind of look real quick and you get concerned, but Mike, who went down early in the game and missed a couple of plays, got right back up. Very talented sophomore.
Tough,
really
tough
burst onto
too.
The scene. Tough yeah,
kid.
He is.
Two-way star on both sides.
5'7", just listed at 145 pounds. Second down and about 4. Five-man front for Brick. DeMeo wants to throw, wants the home run ball. He's got Castrolova open at the 20. Defender fell down. Touchdown for Jackson. 53-yard touchdown pass. DeMeo to Castrolova, fourth score of the half.
When it rains, it pours, and I mean it is pouring on the Green Dragons. As you said, it's like another break. Defensive back falls down, and it's all Castrenova, and DeMeo hits him right on the money.
Jared Calhoun on for the extra point for the fourth time tonight. Quite a performance so far here this evening by this Jackson side. Holder is Kyle Johnson. The long snapper is Glenn Capilla for the Jags. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. 28-0 Jackson. 1:13 to go here in the opening half. We'll step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Minute 13 to go here in the second quarter, 28-0 our score. Jackson, who just struck from 53 yards out, Joe DeMeo to Matt Castrenova. Jared Calhoun will kick off. He's been busy. 4 extra points and a bunch of kickoffs. This one, a short end-over-end job, angled off to his right. Taylor picks it up at the 10-yard line, gets to the 15, out to the 20, 25. Looking to move to the 30, 35, 40. 45 is at midfield, and he will get bumped out of bounds around the Jackson 35-yard line. See exactly where he stepped out when they put this football down. They'll put it at the Jackson 40. Big return, about 50 yards from Josiah Taylor.
Well, the good part is they get the ball in Jaguar territory on the 40. The bad part is they only got a minute to get it into the end zone and go at least into the locker room on the upbeat.
By the way, Ocean has taken a 14-7 lead over Matawan, and Neptune has tied Middletown South at 3 in the second quarter of those games.
28-0 our score here. Brick trying to get something before the end part of the half. Sclafani going to roll to his right. Stop, jump, throw. It's intercepted. Picked off by Kyle Johnson.
Oh, baby.
The nightmare continues for Brick. Another turnover for the Green Dragons.
Well, Sclafani came into tonight with just 3 interceptions and 143 pass attempts. He's got 2 tonight and about 6 pass attempts.
You could credit that first. The first one on a great play by DeMeo. Unless there was a bad miscommunication, that throw is on Sclafani.
Yeah, he had a guy actually open in front and just kind of overthrew him. It was not even close.
Johnson with the pick.
As Sclafani left the field, I saw him make a motion to Coach Dahl about turning up like a receiver was supposed to turn up. Maybe that's what happened, but you're right, guys. Just a bad throw by Carmen.
First and 10 from the eye. Golic will get it. Golic at the 30. Gets forward to the 32-yard line. Gain of 4. Second down and 6 with 51 seconds to go in this first half.
Well, we said it when it was 21-0 that Jackson would be happy going into the locker room. I think for sure they'd be happy going in 28 right here. I don't think they do anything out of the ordinary here.
Split receiver set. Graham, tight end right. From the eye. Gauntlet, the deep man. Play action for DeMeo. Oh. Jackson wants more. DeMeo stopping, keeps his feet, stays alive, play action, continues to pump, gets pushed out of bounds. He'll have the first down out over the 41-yard line. This is Jackson just trying to end this game in the first half.
Yeah, like an early nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I was completely wrong on that. I just didn't think they'd want to take any chances.
Good job, though, by the Green Dragons cover guys as no one was open, and DeMeo had to tuck it and run.
Does get a first down out to the 42-yard line. Clock stopped with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. DeMeo looks sharp here tonight. You might think, Jackson's just going to take every second that they can and see if they can get a 5th touchdown here in the half. Who would have thought that? Castronova, slot receiver to the right. He's been quiet tonight on the ground. Maybe it's out for one of those jet sweeps. Play action again for DeMeo. This time a little crossing pattern. Johnson has it. Will dance his way forward, get 12. Timeout by the Jaguars into Brick territory at the 47-yard line. Ed, they're gonna get points.
Thinking. Yeah, you know what they're thinking. They are rolling right now. They're going to keep it going. They've got 2 more left timeouts. They are just over the 50-yard line. Even if it's only 3.
Kevin, who would think? I mean, think about it. If Jackson gets a touchdown here, we're going to come back in the third quarter with a 35-0 mercy rule situation in a game that we were thinking was going to be back and forth.
I'm stunned. Maybe more stunned than anyone else because I picked Brick, but this has been all Jackson. This is just a continuation of what we saw a few weeks ago against Red Bank Catholic. This team is right now just on top of their game and got a lot of help from the guys in green and white who played very untypical Brick football.
After the timeout, Brick and Jackson both coming back on. Ball at the Green Dragon 47-yard line. Joe DeMeo, the senior quarterback, called him a game manager in the pregame. He's been anything but that tonight. He has elevated his game beyond belief, and now Brick will call a timeout.
Wow.
Why don't we step out real quick as well? 31 seconds to go here in the first half. Jackson 28, Brick nothing. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Actually, you have it, Matt.
Okay, Kevin. First down of 10 off the timeout, 31.5 seconds to go here in the first half. Joe DeMeo will operate here, a four wide receiver set, empty backfield. Has three off to the right, going to roll right. Here comes pressure, throws to the sideline. Catch is made by Golic. He'll get to the 41. See if Jackson uses another timeout, 22 seconds remaining. And they have stopped the clock here, so the Jags will use another stoppage in time.
Following that Neptune field goal to tie the game with Middletown South, the Eagles ran the ensuing kickoff back for a touchdown. So with less than a minute left in the first half, it's Middletown South 10, Neptune 3.
Some good games. Big weekend.
Here's another one to you, by the way. I think most of us sort of just assumed Shore Regional would coast in Central Jersey Group 1. Well, at the half, Shore leading Middlesex 14-13. That's a good one.
Yeah, defensively, the best defense in the Shore, 36 points allowed only by Shore, have given up 13 in the first half.
Cherokee up on Toms River North 20-7. Chiefs have scored on a touchdown pass to open up a two-touchdown lead.
Second down coming here in a long three. For Jackson, DeMeo again with an empty backfield set. Will motion Golic across the formation. Send him out of the pattern. DeMeo stops, throws, wants Golic, has him. Inside the 30-yard line, makes the catch in front of Joe Phillips. Steps out to the 30. That's going to be a first down. Chains will move. Clock stopped with 17.4 to go in the half.
I've seen DeMeo play. I think this is the third or fourth time this year. This is the sharpest he has looked. His passes are right on the money.
He's got a lot of zip on him.
Yeah, remember the North game? I believe he was our player of the game, and I believe he was 8 for 9 in that football game. Played
he
a
was,
great game,
yep.
And he like you said, he's not managing this game. He's starring in this game.
Up this time under center, back to the eye in a two receiver package to the left. Castanova and Johnson. Another play action, has time, looks, throws. Castanova catches it inside the 20, tackled inbounds. And Jackson will use their last out right around the 21-yard line, pushed out a little bit shy of a first down. You know, with all good offenses, guys, we should make sure that we continue to credit the guys up front. DeMeo's had a lot of time to throw the football.
Yeah, I mean, these are simple patterns, Matt. He's just dropping back, and his receivers are going about 8 or 9 yards downfield. Brick cornerbacks are giving him so much of a cushion, they don't want to get beat deep. It's allowed Jackson to kind of nickel and dime their way here into close to the red zone with 10.6 seconds left. What you think you do here is maybe throw one into the end zone, and if not, possibly try a field goal.
Split receiver set, Castanova left, Johnson to the right. DeMeo under center. Again, that little play action. Semi-roll over the middle. He's got Johnson, who dropped the football at the 10-yard line. He very likely could have caught it and scored. Great pattern across the middle of the field.
And here comes the field goal team. Jared Calhoun has got 5 field goals this season. His longest is a 35-yarder, so this would be...
This is a 39, I believe.
Right? This would be a career best. You're right, Ed. About 39,
now 40,
they're going to set
40,
it up.
Yeah.
It'll make it exactly 40 yards.
Be kicked from the right. Check at the left hash mark. He's a right-footed kicker.
Yeah, tough night to kick, though. The ball has had that thud sound all night down here at ground.
Johnson, the holder. Pressure coming. Good snap. Good hold. Calhoun's got the leg for it. This one is good. Drilled it from 40, would have been good from close to 50. 31-0, the advantage for the Jaguars. A 40-yard field goal from Jared Calhoun as time expires. We'll hold here for a second and wait. And is Ed going to try and grab Walt Krastopic, the head coach? What a performance from his Jaguar team, Ed.
Coach, tremendous performance in the first half against the good football team. Took advantage of some turnovers, and you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, there were some penalties that helped us out, kept some drives going. But the way we played, you know, that's the best we've played all season right now.
You know, we had you going into the locker room 21-0, and all you did was put up 10 more points in the last 2 minutes and a half.
Our offensive coordinator, Corey Lavin, did a great job with the clock, and he was able to put some more points up on the board for us.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you very much.
Walt Kristapa, the fourth-year head coach, who brings his team into this one with a 9-1 mark, a spot in the finals on the line, and a big, big performance. 31-0 to score. We step out here for 2 minutes. We come back with our halftime show. We'll take you scores from around the shore. We'll throw things down on the sideline for Ed Saraluca. Dominant performance right now by Jackson. We're back in 2 minutes with our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.